All right, enough with the kids. Are you looking for a book yourself to read this summer? Well, you might want to check out the new NPR Books We Love. It's a roundup of the most notable books of the year to date. And here to talk about it, Andrew Limbong, Culture Desk reporter and host of NPR's Book of the Day podcast. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, Scott.
So usually in the summer, I gather you do a reader's poll, but now you pulled the NPR staffers for their favorite books. Is that right?
Yeah. So we do this thing. It's usually a year-end project where we hit up all of our book critics, as well as producers, reporters, hosts, interns, and, you know, more to check in on what books they're sort of vibing with for the year. And we sort them out by different tags, not just the usual sort of like fiction and nonfiction, but books for art lovers or book club ideas or seriously great writing, right? And, you know, it is a thing that we do at the end of the year usually, but it's a lot of books at the end of the year.
Oh,
and
sure.
So, you know, we thought we'd compile a sort of mid-year check-in to get people in the swing of summer reading.
Well, I'm always looking for the next book club recommendation. So what was the hot book among NPR staff?
So the book that got shouted out the most was The Paris Apartment. It's by Lucy Foley, who is an absolute pro at writing mystery whodunits. And, you know, her latest book is about this woman named Jess who goes to live with her brother in Paris after she loses her job. But by the time she gets there, he's missing. And, you know, like any other good mystery, she finds out all kinds of things about him as she tries to crack the case. The editor who recommended it, Ariel Redig, called it a dark and moody escape, if that's the kind of thing you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm often looking for that. Okay, another pick from the staff you want to talk about?
Yeah, for something a little lighter, Elaine Shea Chow's novel Disorientation got a lot of love from our staff. It's a debut novel, and it's a satire that takes place in the world of academia. It's about a young PhD.
I love it so much already.
Yeah, so it centers on a young PhD student who's named Ingrid, and she, you know, she spends years working on her dissertation about this Chinese poet that Ingrid herself isn't so hot on. But as she's like researching and researching and researching, she finds, you know, something out about the poet that could completely shake up her East Asian studies department at the school. But like the book deals with like power and Orientalism and sexual politics and also the kind of campus uproars we hear about all the time. But it's done in kind of a zany and off the wall way.
Yeah, no, I can already think of my academic friend who I want to recommend this to. Okay, finally, Andrew, how about you? What book stood out to you?
So on my to-read list now because of the Books We Love project is this book called Chilean Poet by Alejandro Zambra. Leah Danella, who's an editor on the Code Switch podcast, wrote the blurb for that book, and it really stood out to me. She called it a quote, excruciating portrait of what it means to be a cliche at different stages in your life. You know what I mean? So either like a sad teenager or an absent dad you know, Chilean poet. And it's a book about an aspiring poet and, you know, is apparently filled with intentionally bad poetry. And, you know, I was an English major, right? And I've written some pretty bad poetry and I'm kind of looking forward to cringing my way through the book.
Cringing his way through the book is Andrew Limbong, host of the NPR Book of the Day podcast and reporter on the Culture Desk. And you can find a link to the list at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.